Coach Jeff Tesh now joining us. Congratulations, Jeff. What a weird second half this one was, too.
It was, but boy, I know what to say either. Other than that, it was exciting to be part of.
You need to make teams that are talented pay for making mistakes, and you guys did that today, did you not?
I believe so. I don't have every turnover in my head if we went down and scored, but
two of them, I think you did.
Yeah, I thought we had a couple, and you know, start with the defense. Kind of appeared, you know, that we were getting run on, and you know, they made a lot of plays on us. But boy, when we needed a big play, they came up two fourth down stops, and then they got the block on the extra point, which was the difference. And really, a tough rule. It's you know, how the jumpers, they say technically, if they don't cross the line of scrimmage, you can't jump out and cut them down, I believe, and that's what happened. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it other than I know our guys were complaining about it all day long. So, bottom line is, like I say, when we needed to, we made some big plays, and then obviously the punt at the end, they thought we were going to punt it down the right sideline, and we went across the field, and that kid just had so far to go. And it's weird when you punt or throw sometimes in the wind, you think it would just sail, but sometimes it just drops the bottom out of the ball, and that's what happens, and the kid just couldn't get to it. He obviously should have let it go, but they had no timeouts, and if it would have rolled down there, you know, it wouldn't have been good. So he's like, I got to get this thing, and Nico was right there, I believe, to fall on it.
Well, were you surprised, Jeff, when they lined up for that fourth down? They could have kicked a field goal to go ahead.
You know, they were running the ball so well, and we weren't stopping them at all. And I think, you know, they're like, let's run, let's get a touchdown, keep the ball away from Bemidji, not give them any time. That's my guess what they're thinking. But, you know, come on, they were running 5, 6, 7 yards a crack, and they just probably thought they could do it again.
And that's what I was saying. You know, we were both, I mean, you got the chance, but you hadn't stopped White. But just that previous play, the previous third down in inches, you stopped him. But up until then, he'd gained at least 3 yards every carry.
I know. And, boy, as a coach, you drive, you know, so you stay up late thinking I should have done this, should have done that. And it's tough in those situations. I'm glad they did what they did and we what we did and won.
Well, it's part of being a coach is knowing that if you make the play, you're a genius, and if you don't, you're an idiot. So,
same thing at the end. We wish we wouldn't have done a naked and run Jordy. Wish we would have slammed it up in there. We had run, you know, 3 or 4 of those right in a row and got the first down, and you know, I suggested that, and, you know, it's just, sometimes I got to be quiet, and I'm just the head coach and watch the game from now on.
Were you surprised, St. Cloud? They didn't run White at all, really, in the first half. They have a trio of good running backs, obviously.
They really do.
But they saved him, it looked like, for the second half. And, boy, he looked good in the second half, but it makes you wonder why they didn't throw him in more.
I don't know. I don't know if there's really much difference in all of them, but holy smokes, does he run hard. He's fun to watch.
Jordan Hine has certainly come into his own here during this five-game winning streak. He just seems to have so much more poise right now on the field that he didn't necessarily have early on. That picks everybody on the field up, does it not?
I've said it over and over. You got to have a guy playing well there to win, and that's the key. And I said over and over, no matter if it's junior high or the pros or Bemidji, Minnesota on Saturday afternoon, and he's helping us he's helping us win right now.
Well, really been the missing link, and he's got great, you know, obviously running, and we've known that, but boy, his passing has improved so much, and he's thrown the ball so accurately, and his game control is what won you this game. No turnovers for you guys offensively today.
Great. I said I'm a little numb right now. I didn't I didn't think we did, but thank you for that. And yeah, he's staying in the pocket and throwing the ball instead of trying to do everything with his feet, and then he's picking good times to run when he has to. So yep, he's playing at a much higher pace right now.
He ran for 136, Tahi Nomain another 60. If you can get 200 plus out of your quarterback and your tailback, that's a good thing for the offense.
Yeah, a little disappointing the way we ran. I'd rather have it the other way where Tahi's doing that much running and getting the yards. And, you know, they were just rolling their safeties down and saying you're not going to run, and they could cover our guys. And not bad. There was a bunch of times we had things blocked in the perimeter and their safety was unblocked running up there. And then so some of the play actions worked downfield and some didn't, but that was kind of their plan. They were just going to make us try and throw them up and see if Jordy could beat us.
You scored again on the third play.
What's that?
He scored again. On the third play of the game.
Well, that's apparently part of our game plan.
It never hurts, that's for sure. Five in a row for you, Jeff, and all five in kind of a different fashion. Your team is finding ways to win football games.
Yeah, this one, like I said, we first time we haven't been, you know, way ahead at the end. And seems like they're getting tougher and tougher, and now we got to find a way to win on the road again to keep this going.
See you in Minot, Coach.
Thanks.
Jeff Tesh, head coach of the Beavers, with us on the Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show today.